Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Joining the show, formerly a columnist for the Pioneer Press. Now he does a little writing for my newsletter, PurpleInsider.Football, covering the Minnesota Vikings. Brian Murphy, make sure you go read his column, A Cruel Victory, breaking down yesterday's win over the Detroit Lions. Murph, do you believe that a victory like that matters? What do you think?
Well, matters to whom? It does. There are certain things that matters to. It certainly matters to Brian Flores, who got another opportunity with a national audience to show what kind of a defensive coordinator he has been over the long haul here in Minnesota and, you know, the head coach that he wants to be. I think it matters. It certainly mattered for Harrison Smith. If this is indeed his final game, these final two games at U.S. Bank Stadium, and, I mean, what a send-off, not only emotionally, but also with the production that he showed. And maybe he'll sniff around and want to come back for it. And I guess maybe it matters to, Kevin O'Connell in the sense that he managed to, you know, get a team that was 4-8 and as rock bottom as could be a month ago, you know, rally for 4 straight wins, a chance to finish with a winning record. Again, these are, you know, small moral victories, but when you've seen where this season has been at times, the fact that we're even talking about a 9-win season, it feels like something.
Yeah, I mean, I go a little back and forth on this, Murph, because the reality is, and no one wants to talk about it, but they may have played themselves out of an easier schedule next year. And I know that's only 2 or 3 games, but those 2 or 3 games, if you had 3 more wins to the Minnesota Vikings season, it's a great year. And they'd have 11 wins, and we'd all be talking about who they're playing in the playoffs. So those games can matter, and we've seen teams like San Francisco and Chicago take advantage of playing bad teams and getting easy wins because of it and take advantage of their schedules. And also draft status, where you pick, the higher you pick, the better odds. If you pick 10th, it's better than 20th, even if, you know, some teams have gotten lucky. At the same time, I agree, I would not want to rob fans of that experience of seeing Harrison Smith and what he did. But then on the offensive side of the ball, Murph, I mean, I would...
You notice I didn't mention anybody offensively. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right. It's like, to win a game like that is fun to watch what they did defensively, but offensively, I mean, there's no hope. There's no promise. There's no maybe this guy will be here for next year. You won a game with someone who probably you hope never has to play again.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, Max Brosmer's a nice, cute little story, but he's not an NFL quarterback. He's not a backup NFL quarterback, at least right now. He may eventually develop into one. And maybe he's worth a developmental project for your QB3. I'm not sure. That's I think, the ceiling right now for him. But, yeah, what did they have? Net 5-10 passing yards? Something
three.
Historically low? Three, I'm sorry. I knew it was a ridiculous number. And we've been talking all season long how you cannot win with quarterbacking that the Vikings have gotten. They managed to win yesterday because the Lions were banged up and their defense took over and befuddled Jared Goff, and Goff has been befuddled by blitzing before. So that in and of itself, I like what they have on their roster as far as skill players. I don't know offensively. I don't know how many they're going to be able to keep. Aaron Jones is a great story and a true soldier, but he's older, he's top heavy, and he's injury prone. Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor, you know, Naylor's going to get paid. Isn't yep. that the scuttlebutt? So you've lost your third receiving option there. The offensive line, which was rebuilt, is more messy today than it was 6 months ago. So those are the things that they're going to have to attack. I think the bones are there, but the biggest bone and the biggest brain and the biggest spine is the quarterback, and we don't know what we have with J.J. McCarthy, who, by the way, Collar, I believe was number 10 overall pick, right? So maybe that 10 overall pick doesn't necessarily guarantee you success. It guarantees you better chances of success. I don't know. Would they be better off 4-13? Yeah, in the draft standpoint, yes. But I don't know if this market could have handled the last 2 months if it ended up being 4-13.
Well, isn't that always the problem? Isn't that always the problem is that the Vikings organization never, ever wants to be 4-13 and therefore never drafts in the top 10. And they had to trade up to from 11 to 10 to get J.J. Yeah. McCarthy there. And he was the fifth quarterback taken. Do you know why he was the fifth quarterback taken, Murph? Because Josh Dobbs.
The sixth best.
Because Josh Dobbs won three games and played them out of drafting in the top three. And you know what people said back then was, oh, those are such great wins. Great for the culture. Great for Kevin O'Connell. Great for yada, yada, yada. So much fun. And you don't have Drake May. And I don't know how many other different ways to put it. Like, it's not better to win these games. But
real quick, I agree with everything you've said. My contention on the tanking is I don't know how you sell tanking that is palatable. And you can never be done. So the notion that they'd be better off at 4-13 sounds great on paper, but you can't, as an organization, present your product in that way. Although the Raiders seem to be doing that this weekend.
I mean, I don't know. Like, people showed up to a meaningless game yesterday between two teams that were not. You're selling your product for this year is already dead. It's been dead since you got to 4-8. You don't have a product. You threw for 3 yards. Like, I don't know. Is that a good product?
So if you're director of marketing, how do you
Who cares?
You
They're the Minnesota Vikings. You think that people aren't coming back next year and being excited and buying season tickets because one season fell apart for this franchise? For this level, the NFL is undefeatable when it comes to this. I saw everybody whine, all these games are going to be bad. I guarantee you they blew out the NFL or the NBA yesterday. To me, it's always the short term. We got to make sure we put on a good product next week, regardless of what's more important for the future of this team. And that's how you end up with three playoff wins in 20 years.
All right. I'd love to see you package that and become that executive who brings that to the table and says, when it goes bad, we're going all in on bad, and we're going to get out in front of every microphone and go in on all bad. I don't know how you do that.
I don't have any problem with it at all. I just ask people, is the franchise shutting down next week, or are we going to have a long-term plan here to win? But I'm not saying that the Vikings this year should have tanked. I don't know what that would even look like. They already have half of the team on IR anyway, with Jonathan Greenard, Brian O'Neill, Christian Darrisaw, and they're playing third-string quarterback. Like, this, it's kind of the point, though, about this team, Murph, is that they never should have gotten to 4-8 in the first place because they
Absolutely.
Have this much talent. And that circles me back to Kevin O'Connell, which is, yes, for his win-loss record, he's 8-8, and that looks pretty good for his culture and all that. But what amount of 8-8 did he do? I mean, when I look at what Brian Flores has done with this defense and how they won yesterday, isn't that, Murph, the perfect encapsulation of this season, of this offense being an abomination under O'Connell and Brian Flores finding a way to drag them to like mildly decent results?
Mildly decent, yes. And then you can look at all the opportunities that were wasted in the first 10 weeks, even with serviceable quarterback play from Carson Wentz, I believe you would be looking at two more wins right now. So then what kind of conversation are we having? And what I would like to know is did Brian Flores cement his reputation and clear the path for the settlement of his litigation and an upcoming NFL head coaching opportunity? Or is he becoming the more valuable coach at TCO Performance Center if he ends up staying here? That's a great question going into next year as well.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, that would be a really hard thing to do for someone who has, and I will give O'Connell a ton of credit for stabilizing the franchise. Like, it's not a team that gets into tough spots and then is going to turn on its coach or someone who acts like Mike Zimmer did toward his players and makes them turn on him, right? Or loses control of the entire building or stops talking to the general manager for 6 months, which Zimmer did at the end of his time here. And the locker room has always been great with O'Connell, and the players have never given up this season at any point. But at the same time, the guy driving this success from an X's and O's standpoint is the DC. And I do think, Murph, that yesterday it was so spectacular and it was in front of everyone that it will impact Brian Flores' future in some positive way. I don't know if that's head coach, but his contract being up is a big deal here. Murph, do you think he's back?
Well, I think he's back if the NFL litigation grinds on, because I don't believe the NFL owners are going to break from their little cult and cartel and reward somebody who is actively suing them for racial discrimination. It's a good old boys network. They're not going to put up with that. So this may give him a little more leverage in the settlement talks, because I think it may behoove the league and probably Flores' career if this is settled, but settled on what terms and who's going to admit what, and there's a lot of pride there as well. That being said, if that does get wrapped up here, I do find him being an NFL head coach again. That's what he wants to do, and he's playing with a lot of house money right now. If that doesn't happen and he is stuck coming back here, how much are the Wolves willing to pony up to keep him here? What's that term going to look like? Not so much the dollar figure. And how much will Kevin O'Connell really want to share in terms of head coaching salary, but also prominence and sort of, you know, we're a long way from the old Buddy Ryan, Mike Ditka era, where you basically had, you know, two people that couldn't stand each other coaching in spite of each other and creating great success. But I wonder how, if Flores is going to be almost needed to be elevated to like a co-head coach position to either strengthen his resume, or, you know, if he wants to take advantage of the leverage he's stockpiling here, that could be an interesting offseason.
Yep, it certainly could be, because there will be other teams with very wealthy owners who are looking to turn around their defenses, and Brian Flores is now year three of a very, very good to elite defense after he took over a bleep show in 2022. So he has really done a lot there. Before I let you go, Murph, Harrison Smith, how do you contextualize his legacy as a Minnesota Viking? And over the last 2 years, you know, I was concerned going into those seasons. You never want to see someone fall off and struggle. And then earlier this year, he was dealing with a health issue that kept him out. And I thought, oh, this is just unfortunate, right? That Smith's going to kind of have that last year that's really tough, like so many great players. And over the last 4 or 5 games, he has basically said, I'm the captain now, and has taken over some of these games on defense, whether it's orchestrating where everybody's supposed to be, what coverage they're playing, or just doing it himself, picking off passes, getting sacks, TFLs, knocking down passes. The guy's been an absolute monster. How do you put that into context in Vikings history?
The one thing missing, like so many Vikings greats, is that ring. But for somebody in the modern era to stay with one organization for 13 years and put together the body of work that he has, and doing it with grace and style. And I think he's revealed himself to the public a lot more in the last several weeks and months, just as somebody who I think has realized, if this is the end of the road, how much he's trying to appreciate where he's at and what the game means. And then I just don't want to snuff this out yet, because I mean, maybe it's a fool's errand to think, you know, all this production the last few weeks, you know, maybe he's found a little bit of the fountain of youth. You hate to go for that one last year and have it end it disastrously. But I will say this, if Brian Flores is back as defensive coordinator, that may factor into whether Harrison Smith wants to come back or whether the Vikings want to have him back. And I would pay attention to that a little bit, just to see how that plays out. But as far as an all-time locker room guy, a guy that knows where a lot of bodies are buried in this franchise, he's seen a lot of good, a lot of bad, a lot of heartache, but he's been a very steady presence, durable, and just kind of he's kind of a guy you want on your team. And before you know it, 13 years have passed, and he may be filing retirement papers, but he's been so steady and so reliable that I think maybe the market took him for granted a bit. And I think you saw with that TV timeout yesterday, that sort of mutual admiration and emotion that came out both for player and fan. That was quite something to see.
Yeah, I agree. I was lucky enough to be standing there in the locker room when he was talking about that. And it's really special to see a guy be able to put it in perspective as it's happening, which is not something that happens for every athlete who is aging. Brian Murphy, purpleinsider.football. The article is called A Cruel Victory for the Vikings at US Bank Stadium. I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for popping on with me.
All right. Sounds good. Talk soon.
All right, there's Murph, used to write for the Pioneer Press. Great, great columnist. His article is awesome, as it always is. And great to have him on my site.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.